107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7.
Yes, KC 107.7, and we are talking to Mr. Ivan Swartz. He is the Public Relations Officer at West Coast College, and he's going to explain to us what the TVET month means and also what it entails. Hello, Ivan, and welcome on KC.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and thank you for allowing me to share this time with you and your listeners. Always nice to visit you guys.
Thanks again. Can you explain to us what is TVET month and also what does it entail?
So TVET month is from it started on the 1st of August and it will be ending on the 31st of August. And during this time, we really want to raise awareness about the many possibilities that technical, vocational, education and training can unlock for prospective students, current learners in school. We want to open their minds and let them see things that they might not actually considered before, opportunities within the TVET sector that they didn't think about before they embarked on their school journey. So during this period, we'll be hosting various activities. We've hosted them, and we're looking at this final week that we are in also to doing a couple of more activities where young people not only gather the information about our programs at the college, but also take part in assessment tests where they then can get tested on their interests, their aptitudes, and their skills. And then the outcome of that test can then help them to better understand where their strengths are, where the weaknesses are, and then if the proposal, the field that they wanted to work and study in is actually the correct field that they are supposed to be working in and studying in, or maybe even a totally different field can pop up as a result of these assessment tests. It's really about connecting the community with a college and giving the community the opportunity to experience the college on a different level, basically.
Okay, are there any other activities that will take place during this month at West Coast College?
So we, our campuses are open for any appointments that people can come and visit. We have had schools that visited us along with their life orientation teachers. We will be showcasing our programs. We will be having career guidance for our current cohort of students, which are actually in class. And then we have sporting activities that fall within this month. We currently actually that is 25 August. It's the last day that the National Academic iStatFit for the TVET colleges are actually taking place. So there's a lot of activities going around and happening on the college's campuses. And we are getting this to, like I said, to give the community the exposure to the college and invite them to come and see what the college is all about.
Will all these activities take place on the campus or where else?
So, like you said, they will be happening on the campus, but also some of these activities will be happening digitally. You would have seen on our Facebook page that we are sharing success stories from our TVET students about and sharing with the community and with our fans and followers what actual TVET student can become or can do. We've had students that have studied in CV programs that are currently at PathCare. We have seen students that have started to study tourism at our Frederiksberg campus, and now that student now has a successful tourism booking and tourism experience business. So we're sharing all this not just on the campus but also digitally for our followers and fans out there to experience and see.
Who will be involved in these different activities?
So we're looking, of course, at the marketing and communications team of West Coast College. We'll be very closely involved with this. And then, of course, the student support services team. So for those listeners that do not know, that West Coast College has a dedicated student support officer on each of its campuses. And that student support officer then looks after the academic support for the new students coming in and for the current students, as well as the emotional support. Because there's a big change in coming from school to college. So that shift, they help with that transition and then also assist with equipping the students with soft skills such as career guidance, such as creating a CV that is up-to-date and correct. So student support will be involved. Then our community members, we have various members of the community that is bringing in learners that they work with to come and see and experience the college. We also see that our CETAs, the Sector Education Training Authorities, are coming to the party, and they are bringing some of their staff to share with our current cohort of students what the opportunities within their specific area of field of training is all about, and what the career guidance on what to do within that specific sector. So, and then of course high school within our catchment area. So within the Malmesbury area, the high schools and surrounding the campus, and of course the LO teachers as well of those high schools.
And what are your target audience for these sessions that you're going to have, these activities?
So, like I mentioned, it's prospective students, so in other words, learners that are currently in school. We're looking at their parents. We're also getting to wanting to have the life orientation teachers and other teachers even involved of the schools within our community, so that they can get to know more about what TVET colleges are all about and what, for example, the Malmesbury campus can offer the specific area and with the specific schools and the specific learners within our communities around the college.
Okay, and what courses are offered at the West Coast College?
So West Coast College, we've got a variety of study fields that are available, and these study fields includes hospitality, it includes tourism, as I mentioned about the success story of the one student, but there's also engineering studies or programs within the engineering field. We've got programs in business, we've got programs in information technology and office administration. We even have programs that are available in the education sphere, within the primary healthcare, occupational programs. We have learnerships, and then of course we also have community development programs that are available at the college.
Why should students come and study at West Coast College, and are there any details, contact details or social media that we can contact?
So West Coast College is committed to ensuring that students are well equipped for the employment and for life after the college, but also for entrepreneurship and for further studies when they complete their qualifications at the college. We are also very proud to say that to support this idea of getting the employment after college and getting the experience, we have an active and dedicated placement unit who then takes the qualified students that have finished their qualification at the college and places them within a specific workplace to gain practical skills. For example, for our Report 191 programs, those students need 18 months worth of practical. So then the Work Integrated Learning, the Work Placement Unit, they place these students for that 18 months that they then afterwards they can then apply for their national diploma. So in addition, we're also placing a very big emphasis on entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship development, especially within the current situation that we're seeing ourselves with a high unemployment that we are experiencing within South Africa. So entrepreneurship, we are in entrepreneurship development, getting into market, those type of entries to market is also very important for us. So our programs are not just tailored to meet the skills demand of the local industry, but it's also there to drive economic growth in the regions that we serve. So we have introduced also more technological programs, such as our green energy or our solar PVT programs. We have coding, we have renewable energy at some of our campuses. So, and we also have plans underway to expand this digital fourth industrial revolution ready programs for our communities that we serve, so that we can get our students employed within these new emerging markets that are coming, these emerging sectors, the emerging fields of work that are beginning to show themselves as we progress into the fifth industrial revolution. So Jan, you mentioned if there is social media or contact details. So yes, they can contact our central office, can be contacted on 022-482-1143, or they can contact the Malmesbury campus on 022-487-2851, and they can follow us on social media. That's West Coast College Institution of Excellence, or at West Coast Call. That will be on Instagram, and they can visit our website on www.westcoastcollege.co.za.
Ivan, we want to thank you, Ivan Swartz. Thanks for all the information, telling us and sharing with us TVET Month, what does it mean, and also what it entails, and what activities you are planning, and also the courses that you have. All of the best, and hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you very much for having me, and hope to speak to you again soon. Yes, I can't wait.